Good afternoon. A disturbance shearing off to our south and off the Carolina coast, continuing to produce a fair amount of clouds across the region, especially from I-90 and points south. There's another disturbance out toward the Great Lakes, which will approach tomorrow. In the meantime, we'll be dry in between these two systems, and we'll have some sunshine mixing with the clouds across the region through the afternoon. This will help temperatures reach afternoon highs into the middle and upper 60s. Skies will be partly cloudy tonight, with lows back into the lower to mid-40s and even some 30s across the higher terrain. As we get into the day tomorrow, that next front will approach from the north and west. It'll bring us a mix of sun and clouds and cooler weather. As it passes through, it'll produce a few rain showers, and the wind will become gusty out of the northwest, keeping temperatures again in the upper 50s and lower 60s. Chilly air will continue to flow in on Friday night, and by Saturday morning, many locations will be down in the 30s, with a chance for frost in some spots, especially across the higher terrain. A nice rebound on Saturday afternoon, with high pressure building in, will be back into the mid-60s. Then we'll even warm it into the 70s for Sunday, as a strong ridge of high pressure begins to build in at the surface and aloft from the Ohio Valley. In order to get this milder air in, we'll produce some cloud cover on Sunday night and perhaps even a few showers and thunderstorms into the Memorial Day holiday on Monday. High temperatures for Memorial Day will be back into the upper 70s. Disturbances in a southwesterly wind flow aloft will produce more scattered showers and thunderstorms as the humidity increases Tuesday and Wednesday, with highs in the lower to middle 80s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma, has outlined an area of a slight risk of severe thunderstorms from the Big Bend region of southwest Texas to the western part of South Texas, and also a slight risk of severe thunderstorms across far eastern North Carolina. Surface heating south of a stalled front in South Texas, northwestward to the Big Bend region, will contribute to the development of a moderately unstable environment. Upslope flow into the higher terrain of southwest Texas, combined with forcing for ascent within a weak lead mid-level impulse, should support isolated to scattered thunderstorm development. As storms move off the higher terrain into the stronger instability, strong effective bulk shear will be supportive of supercells, with large hail and damaging winds the primary risks. And along the Carolina coast, strengthening westerly mid-level winds will result in sufficient shear for multi-cells and perhaps a supercell or two. Locally strong wind gusts and hail will be the primary risks before the surface low and cold front move offshore. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 96 degrees at Jacksonville, Florida, to a low of 18 at Spinach Lake and Doe Lake, both in Michigan. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City cloudy with showers in the lower 60s, Boston mostly sunny in the upper 60s, and in Buffalo, partly sunny skies with highs in the mid-50s. The average high temperature in Albany today, 71 degrees, the average low, 49. The record high, 92, set in 1941, and the record low, 32, in 1949. Sunrise this morning was at 5:27 a.m., sunset this evening, 8:17 p.m., 14 hours and 50 minutes of daylight, an increase of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. A mix of sun and clouds today, with highs in the middle and upper 60s. Mostly cloudy tonight, with lows in the upper 30s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly cloudy with the risk of a shower closer to the coast today and highs in the middle 60s. Partly to mostly cloudy tonight with lows in the mid-40s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, a mix of sun and clouds today with highs in the middle and upper 60s. Partly cloudy tonight with lows in the lower 40s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, partly to mostly cloudy today, just the risk of a shower or a passing sprinkle, and temperatures in the middle and upper 60s. Mostly cloudy tonight, with lows in the lower to mid-40s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90, A mix of sun and clouds today with highs in the middle and upper 60s. Partly to mostly cloudy skies tonight in the lower to mid 40s. Region-wide for tomorrow, mix of sun and clouds, breezy and cooler again with a passing shower, lower 60s. Some frost Saturday morning, then a mix of sun and clouds in the mid-60s. Mid-70s with a mix of sun and clouds Sunday. The risk of a few showers and thunderstorms on Memorial Day, otherwise a mix of sun and clouds Monday in the upper 70s. And scattered showers and thunderstorms with more humidity and highs in the mid-80s on Tuesday and Wednesday. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Cayano.